The other thing I wanted to do is I wanted to revisit nipple horror. You may remember, I don't know if you guys have actually cleaned it. You actually may have cleansed it from your brains since the first time, but I think the very first show I was on, I told three stories of nipple horror. I have a fourth one.
A fourth nipple?
The fourth story of nipple horror, yes. And I can't believe I overlooked it in the first one, but... At any rate, this happened when we were in a kind of a programming apartment. We were starting off one of the products we were working on. We had three guys revolving around inside this apartment. And so three guys living together in an apartment. We all had separate bedrooms. But one time, one of the guys came out and he wasn't wearing a shirt. And I found myself hypnotically tranced, mesmerized by his grotesquely disfigured pancake-sized nipples.
Good Lord!
I couldn't look away, and I couldn't think about anything else. And then somebody, the other guy that was here, came out at the same time, and he was like, "Oh, put those things away." Like, oh God, oh man, oh dude. He was like, oh thank God somebody broke me from it. It was like I was in like one of those Disney movies where the snake comes out and hypnotizes you, and somebody else came out and hit the snake, and I was like, thank God somebody said something.
Were they swinging left and right like a pendulum, like they used to hypnotize people?
No, they weren't swinging, but they were pretty gross. Well, anyway, this whole thing came to mind because there was I had an IM with the other guy just the other day, and we were talking about it, and my response was, well, you know, this guy, the response to the IM that I wrote back is I said, look, this guy is merely a walking host for the devil who lives in one of his grotesquely disfigured pancake sized nipples.
Are we talking silver dollar or flapjack here?
No, these are flapjack, baby. These are not silver dollar. Right. Okay. These are the flapjacks you get down at the Rotary special, pancake special that you get once a year, man.
Yeah, where the guy only wants to make four pancakes today.
Where the guy takes that machine, you know, the old guy's there and he's got that machine where he squeezes it and the batter flows out, so makes this perfect round pancake, but he forgets to let go. That's what we're talking about.
Good freaking God.
But the thing is that the devil lives in one of those pancake-sized nipples. The other nipple is simply grotesquely disfigured and pancake-sized. Now, the guy I'm IMing with comes back and he says, sound of vomiting and laughing. He says, my IM window lacks this sound. He can't do this, you know, with a special key. And then I reply back and I said, you know, the devil actually spoke to me through his nipple, but I was so grossed out and distracted by the surrounding pancake-sized disfigurement, I couldn't concentrate on what the devil was saying. It was something about selling him my bowl, something like that. I'm not sure what the devil would want to do with my bowl, but I have a suggestion. Cover up those freaking pancake-sized nipples, dude.
Catch an hour of Freaky Geek Speak every week at mondays.pwop.com. Mondays, what Sunday threw up.